Why are you fearful, O ye of little faith? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, we have today the Mass of the fourth Sunday after Epiphany, and today our Lord in the Gospel tells his disciples that he always looks after them, even when it seems he has turned his eyes away. It's also the feast of one of the 14 holy helpers, glorious Bishop Martyr Saint Blaise. On his way to being put to death, he cured a child choking on a fish bone, and he is invoked against injuries and illnesses of the throat. After this Mass, you will all receive the special blessing of the throats, where priest gives you a blessing with the blessed candles. But today in Europe, it's a feast of Saint Ansgar, and he is venerated as an apostle of the North, who first established the Church in Northern and Scandinavian Europe. Statues dedicated to him stand in Hamburg and Copenhagen, as well as a stone cross at Birka, and there's even a crater on the moon called Ansgarius, which has been named after him. And the story of Saint Ansgar begins in the early 9th century. King Harold of Denmark was baptized in the court of the German Emperor Louis the Pious, the son of Blessed Charlemagne. And the Emperor Louis sent Saint Ansgar to preach to the subjects of King Harold, the Danes. Later, Saint Ansgar went to long missionary trips also to Sweden and finally to northern Germany. And in the year 832, he was made Archbishop of Hamburg and legate to the Holy See. And in the year 849, he also became the Archbishop of the city of Bremen, which is mostly known from the fairy tale of Town Musicians of Bremen by Brothers Grimm. But in the meantime, when Saint Ansgar had been put to charge of two big dioceses, Denmark and Sweden had again relapsed into pagan idolatry, despite the labors of many apostolic missionaries from Germany, which Saint Ansgar had left there. So he decided to return and reconquer his old missionary lands back to Christ. But there was an obstacle in his way. In Sweden, a king named Olaf was very, very superstitious, following the old pagan magics which Saint Ansgar has struggled so fiercely to suppress. The king learned that Saint Ansgar was coming again, and he decided to cast a lot whether he admits the bishop to his kingdom or not. Our saint was, of course, very sad that the king would consult a game of dice when deciding whether Sweden would belong to God or to the devil. But Saint Ansgar recommended the issue to divine providence, and the lot of the king proved favorable. He was admitted back to Sweden, and again he converted many, established many new churches, and left them under the care of zealous pastors before his return to Germany. Dear children, this is the great quality of Saint Ansgar, that he never undertook anything without recommending it first to God by earnest prayer. And you'll see this trusting to God in today's gospel. The weak faith of the disciples of our Lord was shown by their thinking that our Lord, when asleep, was powerless to help them. The disciples forgot that our Lord's divinity could not be asleep, but is instead is always awake and watchful over all his servants and over all his children. It's often this way with us as well. If we face any difficulty, like St. Ansgar did when seeing his mission countries relapse to idolatry, we often tend to think that God has abandoned us, or he does not care about us anymore. And in these situations, we should do as St. Ansgar did, and all the saints did, recommend everything to God's paternal care, because God does watch over us always, whether it's storm or calm, and often God sends us storm in order to test us and make us appreciate the thing which is really important, that he has granted us salvation. In fact, Saint Ansgar had a great desire to even put to death, to be killed as a martyr for faith, as so many of his fellow missionaries had died. He described it in his humility to his sins, that he, despite all the things he suffered in his mission trips, never won the glory of martyrdom, to be put to death for the love of Christ. Never forget that lesson, children, that if your Heavenly Father decides to test your faith and perseverance, that is a great mark that he does take care of you. He has not forgotten you. If St. Ansgar had been depressed or given up in the face of setbacks, countless souls would have been left unsaved. And even though he didn't gain his desired martyr crown, he died a saintly death in Bremen this day on the year 865. Remember always this lesson of his, children, that when in the times of setbacks you might think that this comes from God or that God has abandoned me, remember to always have a trust to his divine providence, that it is he who knows in the very best way what is good for you. And as a loving father, he sometimes may discipline you, and he might test you for your fidelity, but he never abandons you, because as a true father of all his children, he always knows the best, and by following his will and his commandments, you can always be trusted to be counted as one of his faithful children. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.